Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. By the way, if you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel, pop into the Oasis Bar for a bite to eat. The Oasis Bar is just below our studio here and well worth a visit. A great bar, great drinks, great food, great staff, and well worth a visit if you are in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? We got a message over the weekend from a lady called Janice, and Janice wrote the following. You should talk about how shit the council is, because I'm in a council house for 3 years and they're refusing to repair stuff broken in the house. I've been ringing them for weeks because two of the doors in our house aren't closing properly and two of the back windows have wind coming in. They told me that I have to pay for this myself, which is bollocks because I only work part-time with two children. Can yous talk about this? And that's from an angry lady called Janice. So basically, Janice's issue is that the council is not playing ball, basically. The council is not paying its way, is not coming out to fix what needs to be fixed, and she's angry. What? What? What?
What? No, 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 no. I swore before coming on today that I would hold back, that I would hold back and not try to be so critical, because Janice is a long-term listener to Opinions Matter.
Mm-hmm.
However, she did say on the phone, when we were talking to her earlier, she's doing the school run at the moment, she did say on the phone when we were talking to her earlier, I know what your opinion will be on this, Jeremy, anyway.
So share it with us then, please.
Is there any need for me to give my opinion? People know. If you know me well, you know what my opinion is. Okay, I'll just give you an example. If the door is, actually, the door to our hot press is wrecked at the moment from one of the kids swinging out of the thing. Swings out of the thing and it's the hinges are all warped. And it needs to be replaced.
Okay.
Who's going to pay for that for me?
The council.
Oh, they won't.
Oh, well, they know.
No, they won't.
Your mammy.
No, no, I asked her already. No, no.
Right, so there's nobody but you to pay for this.
She said, stop coming to me for money.
Right, okay, yeah, so... Yeah.
So we will have to pay for that door.
Yeah.
Now, back in the day when we were renting a house, I remember if anything broke, the landlord would pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
If it was wear and tear, I remember we had to pay for it ourselves. There were things, like we pulled a curtain rail off the walls. It was a party one night and we got a bit out of hand. We had to pay for that ourselves.
Yep.
The point is, you're getting that council house. You know, I'm not going to say you're getting it for free, because you're not getting it for free, but you're getting that council house for a fraction of the cost that my mortgage is, okay? A fraction of the cost. So it's not much to ask.
Okay, but people who are in... Hang on. People who are in council houses are in council houses because of their income level. So they're not loaded, basically. That's the point.
I'm not loaded. Just because this perception out there that everybody that has a mortgage is loaded is bollocks. Because, oh, sorry, I would be loaded if all our wages weren't going on the mortgage. But I'm not. Because, I mean, do people realise how tight things are for mortgage holders? Do they realise it? And then when you think you're getting above board, you get a feckin' letter from the mortgage company. Oh, it's going up another 0.5% or whatever. So don't be making out that mortgage, people who have mortgages are well off and we can try, like I can just buy a new marble floor for my bathroom to match the curtains. That's not the way it works.
Basically, what you're saying to Janice...
Pay for it yourself. There we go, Janice. Pay for it yourself.
I've been ringing them for weeks because two of the doors in our house aren't closing properly and two of the back windows have wind coming in. They told me I have to pay for this myself, which is bollocks.
No, Janice...
So she's renting from the council.
What's bollocks is the sense of entitlement that you have, that you think that the council should pay for everything. There's a bit of draft in your windows. Okay, that's not going to affect your life, okay, or your life.
Well, of course it's going to affect your life if there's cold air coming into the house.
Who pays for my upkeep? Who pays for the upkeep of my house?
You own your house, so...
Well, we don't.
Okay, the bank does, but your name is on the house.
Our water pump went last week.
Right.
Grand. No, it wasn't grand that it went. It was $1,000 to get it fixed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We had to come up with that €1,000, which is a lot of money to come up with, yeah? Which means certain things aren't going to be... got. We were going to have a weekend away. That's gone now because we had to pay $1,000. So who's going to pay for my water pump?
Okay, the fact of the matter is you own your house, okay? So you have to look after it yourself. Janice doesn't own her house. The council own her house and they're not being good landlords. It is their responsibility to fix windows and window frames and external doors, all that sort of stuff. It's their responsibility.
Okay, so if their window, I don't know why they have shoddy windows. If one of the windows is falling off the hinges because one of the kids decided to swing out of it, yeah? Or because it's just wear and tear. Should they still have to pay for that? Where does it get? The sense of entitlement just wrecks me head. Really wrecks me head.
Okay, so you're saying, Janice, get up off your arse and go and get the window fixed yourself.
Well, no, I'm not saying the first part. Because she does actually work part-time, and I know you have two kids, but it's just a sense of entitlement. Now, and I know by saying this, I'm on my own today. Look, I can hear myself. Yeah, that doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me at all. But what I'm saying is, I'm sick of the working man or woman having to foot the bill for everything. We've never ever asked for a penny for anything, and we wouldn't even guess.
Okay, again, the point I would make is that the council own this property, okay? And this woman is renting from her landlord, which is the council, and therefore the council has a responsibility to look after its property. She doesn't own it.
Okay, but if you say to people,
if she bought it off the council, then you're in a different ballgame.
Tomato, tomato. If you say to people who live in council houses, is it your house? They generally say yes. They don't say it's the council house.
That's my forever home.
Yeah, if you live in a council house, yeah, it pretty much is your own. You can paint the walls yourself, can't you?
Well, 085, yes,
sorry,
you can.
Does the council tenant have to ring Dublin City Council and say, my daughter wants her bedroom pink?
No.
Because it's your own house.
Okay, our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation.
Sorry. I'm going off on one now. It's not like a rental car on holidays where you're giving it back after a week or whatever. Your house, you're probably going to be staying in it for the rest of your life, renting it from the council. But it is your house. So what I'm saying is, it's not much to ask. You're getting the rent at a much reduced rate than mortgage holders are getting. It's not much to ask just to get the windows fixed yourself. The fact that she didn't even ring a handyman or whatever and say, well, how much would those windows cost? It's the sense of entitlement. I want.
Are you finished now?
Anyway, that was me saying I'm not going to have a rant today. Thanks for dragging me into that.
No problem. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. Very first message we're after getting in says the following, and I quote, "So effing sick of entitled council tenants expecting everything for nothing. You have the luxury of not having to go through the stress of getting a mortgage and keeping up repayments. Effing unbelievable. Do they want the council to? Come in, clean their house for them too? Chances are there is damage in the house because of their lack of care and consideration for what they didn't have to work for. Do what everyone else does. Pay for it yourself."
That's true.
That's somebody very angry.
You have to remember that you were getting your rent at a reduced. You were living in, by the way, a lot of people who are living in council accommodation, yeah, mm-hmm. are living in bigger houses than mortgage holders. Would you agree?
I'm only.
That's all.
This is typically you, actually. All I'm hearing is begrudgery.
No, it's not begrudgery.
You'd love the council to be able to come around and fix your boiler and all that, yeah? But you bought your own place.
No. If I wanted that life, I could just give up work tomorrow and go put me in the council house. If I wanted that life.
085-825-2626 is our number.
I think I should go home now and change. The message is coming in. Can people not handle the truth? You wanted answers.
Yvonne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Yvonne?
Good, lad, how are you?
Not a bother, thanks, Yvonne. Well, what do you make of this? Janice is very annoyed that the council won't fix the draft in her windows and the broken doors.
I'm all up for the council doing big jobs. I'm all up for that. Technically, they are her landlord, but for silly little jobs like that, I can't understand why she can't do it herself or get a friend to do it. Like Jeremy is saying, she's not paying full rent. Let her put the few bob to it. Like, you could go into the T-Euro shop and get stuff to fix a window. Do you know? anyone can fix the stuff for her if she asks. It's not necessarily.
But her point is that the council are her landlords, and as such, they own the property. It is up to them to take care of it.
But if she puts a picture up in that house, is she ringing the council to make sure that it's okay, like she would have to do with a normal landlord, or if she wants to paint the room or do anything in the house?
No, she generally doesn't.
She's not going to ring them. She's not going to ring them and say, is it okay if I paint the thing or paint my hall or my sitting room or whatever? So, you know, she can't have the best of both worlds. Like, I'm 100% if something serious is wrong in the house, obviously, you know, it's a council house. It is up to them to do it. But for little nicks and acts like that, 100% she should be doing it herself.
So you're saying she's no right to be annoyed that there's a draft in one of her windows that's obviously making the house cold?
No, you can get little things in the €2 shop that would fix it. Do you know, like, get one of her friends to do it. If she's not living with a man, get one of her friends' husbands or her brother or an uncle or her father, anyone, do you know? Any man would be able to do a handy job. Even women can do it. Like, you know, it's not going to take much. I just think the people that are living in council houses, and I've nothing against them, my name is down myself for a council house, but there's just a lot of people out there that think, well, they owe me this. This is their house, they do it. But when it suits them, they can do whatever they want to their house.
So if and when you ever get your own council house and, you know, there's drafts coming in the window or you break one of the doors or whatever the case may be, you're not going to expect the council to come around and fix it for you?
No. Like, I know a girl and she had a beautiful, beautiful council house. It was a 4-bedroom house for just her and her daughter. It was unbelievable. The house was fantastic. You should have seen the state of the house. I can't even put to words. We helped her move out. In the end, she ended up getting kicked out of the house because she refused to pay rent and just to stay in the house in general. The council physically kicked her out in the end. She had to pay €35 a week and she wasn't paying it. Now, she had the money. 100% she had the money. She was off on holidays, left, right and centre. But she refused to pay.
In fact, that's something somebody else just messaged us a moment ago to say, poor El Janice, who can't afford to pay for the window and door to be fixed, undoubtedly has a holiday booked for this summer.
Yeah, it like silly little things like that. I don't even understand why she bothered even writing in, to be honest. Like, that's just silly. Do you know, it's little things like that you could be doing. Now, if it was something major... 100%.
Yvonne, I'll tell you why she contacted us, because people like Janice, and again, Janice, I know you're a big fan of the show and I don't want to insult you, but people like Janice, they don't realise how lucky they have it. It's the complete sense.
Oh, God, no.
It's a complete sense of entitlement. They don't know what it's like to have to come up with 16, 17, 1800 quid a month to pay a mortgage. They don't know the hardship involved. They think they're the ones that are hard done by, when it's actually the opposite way around. And it is the sense of entitlement that I'm not. Why should I do that? Why should I have to change the windows? Why should I have to cut me grass? Let the council come out and cut me grass. It's just gimme, 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 gimme. That's all it is.
Just to be fair, that's not the case for all council tenants. Okay,
who said it was?
You're making it out that it is. It is not the case with all council tenants. A lot of council tenants take great pride in where they live and look after it really well.
Nobody said that. Who said that? Why are you twisting it?
Because you're implying that this is the standard for people who are council tenants.
No, we're just talking about the one particular person here, Adrian. Don't get your knickers in a knot. We're talking about one person.
Okay, stay there for a second, Yvonne. 0858252626 is our number. Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Good afternoon, lads.
Well, Eddie, what did you want to say on this?
Like you said there, Adrian, there's a lot of people in council estates that look after properties. But unfortunately, in these areas, there's a lot more Janices that don't. And you know the difference when you drive into a council estate compared to a private estate. If something's broken in a private estate, the homeowner will fix it. Whereas in a council estate, they'll just fucking leave it and wait for the council, and it could be broken for years. I would love to be in Janice's position. I have to move back into my parents' house because I was renting in a single apartment for a single man. You're looking at 400 quid a week. I was busting me bollocks doing 60 hours a week. I was nearly killing myself. I said no. And I guarantee you, I still pay more rent to live here than she does for her apartment. Now, what she mentioned there, there's her and two kids. She didn't mention a fella, so imagine she's a single mother. What should happen? The government at source should take maintenance from her wages from his wages or his labour, give it to her, and that'll help pay for all these little problems. Half of the issues that she has will be fucking solved overnight, you know? But like that lady says, can get a fucking draft excluder in a fucking €2 shop. You can get one of them snakes that you put at the bottom of the door to stop the draft. If there's little things that break in the house, wear and tear, it's up to you to fix it. It's something structural. It's a council. But, you know, you can't fucking get everything for free. You're getting subsidised housing. You're probably paying about 70 quid a week rent. Should be delighted to be in that position.
But again, as I said, the council are her landlords. The council own the property that she lives in. She doesn't, and she doesn't, and she never will unless she takes a mortgage out.
They're never going to look for it back as long as she keeps up her rent. And as Eddie says, 70 quid a week is not a lot to come up with. I mean, try
it depends on more than that on fuel.
Depends on your income.
Adrian, try to, yeah, as Eddie said, people are spending on a petrol just going to work every day. 70 quid a week is not a lot of money to come up with for a roof over your head, okay? So the council are not going to take, how many times did the council take houses off people? That house is hers for life. 70 quid a week for the rest of your life, happy days. She should be just saying, counting the rookie stars and saying, listen, I'll repair the windows myself.
So, Eddie, you've absolutely no sympathy for her, none whatsoever.
Adrian, I swap my circumstances for hers right now. I would love to have a place for buttons a week. Absolutely love it, you know? But some people, they're never happy. They're never happy. The entitled brigade. Like I said, if it's something small and minimal, just do it yourself. If it's something structural and big, the onus is on them. But I mean, come on, a few bleeding drafts and that. There's people dying in fucking tents every other week, and she's moaning about that. She has to be realistic.
I agree, Eddie. If she was living on a cliff out in Howth and it was subsiding into the sea, I'd say, okay, let the council handle that and let the council straighten the house up. Or if the whole side of the house was falling down, or if the roof blew off in a storm, I'd say, okay, the council. But the likes of that, Jesus Christ.
But this is what I'm saying, Jeremy, right? If the government put in some bleeding rule that to chase the father of the kids at source, you either take it out of his dole or his wages and it goes to whore, half of these mammies in the country would have a better life. You know, the fella's getting off scot-free. You breed them, you feed them. That's the way I see it.
All right, stay there for one second, Eddie, because there's somebody wants to get involved in this conversation in a second. Let me bring in Robbie.
Very few councils nowadays will actually do anything with windows. They'll fix structural problems, major problems, usually with gas or electricity or things like that. But windows, they won't touch. I know that from experience myself.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Mark, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mark?
Jeremy, Adrian, how are you?
Good, thanks, Mark.
Sorry, I should have said Adrian and Jeremy.
Yeah, that's right. That's the correct order, yeah. Anyway, Mark, what did you want to say on this?
No, but basically, it was just in regards to what Jeremy was saying, is in, like, people feel entitled. You know, like, these renters feel entitled to have houses, you know, for, like, you know, for little or nothing. You know, not everyone is in the same position as Adrian, and I don't know, is Adrian's wife or his partner, does she have a job?
Who are you talking about?
He's talking about me. You're talking about Jeremy,
Jeremy. Has Jeremy's wife got a job?
That's none of your concern, Mark.
Well, it is in this
Well, it's not. Does she work for you?
Listen, Jeremy, you're talking about a spectrum of people that you consider probably on the same wavelength as yourself. Like, you're not talking about the whole of the country, right? Not everyone is in the same situation as yourself and your wife and can afford
getting up in the morning and going to work. Hang on, Mark, we've full employment in the country at the moment.
I'd say the majority of people, right, in the country are actually struggling to actually be able to even afford a mortgage. That's why they're renting.
So mortgage holders are struggling, Mark. Where are you getting off? You think the mortgage holders...
Jeremy, what about the people that like can't afford a mortgage, that get refused for mortgages? What about them people? And a previous caller said, like, oh, they can go to deals if they have a window, like a draft and stuff. No, you can't do that. Isn't there regulations that are brought in now for renters, like, that, like, every landlord, the house has to reach a certain specification. They have to follow regulations and they have to be fit to live in, right? So there's a lot of people out there currently at the moment in the country where the houses are freezing, their heating's not working, and the landlords aren't doing fucking jack shit about it. You know, they're leaving it on the long finger. I know people, I'm sure you know people, Adrian knows people, right, that are renting, right, and they've loads of things wrong with their houses, and the landlords aren't doing nothing, right, and they can't afford, because they're, like, lucky enough, they're, like, living on the breadline, and they're lucky to put food on the table after they pay their electric and their bills and stuff, like. So everyone is not in the situation and the circumstances, and you and your wife are...
Okay, well, let me explain to you. Seeing as you want to know my personal details, I won't tell you my bank account, because we... She's actually in work at the moment, Mark, thanks, as am I.
Jeremy, like yourself.
Sorry, but we full employment and there's nothing stop. Everybody can have a full time job if they want some. We've full employment in the country. No, let me explain something to you, Mark, because I'm pissed off with you now. You think my life is cushy. That grant that we had to pay for the water pump gun. I know you have, because you have this working class chip on your shoulder. You have a chip on your shoulder, Mark. You do.
I never said your life was cushy, right? I just said, right, I says, I'm sure you have a nice job, right? And I'm sure your partner has a nice job as well, right? And he's got a nice little mortgage in a lovely house in a nice quiet area, right, in Dublin, where it's lovely and you enjoy it. So, like...
Jeez, Mark,
like,
you've enough chips on your shoulder to open up a chip shop there. It's ridiculous. You're literally begrudging somebody who works hard. My point is, Mark, we're fucked, pardon me, for this month because we had to pay a grand for a new water pump. That's a grand that, maybe a grand's not much to you, but a grand is a lot.
And like the two of yous, you struggled to pay that grand, right? When the two of yous are working full time. Imagine if someone...
No, my wife works part-time, actually.
Imagine, hold on. Imagine someone who was just barely struggling to pay their rent with a roof over
that person isn't paying 1,800 to 2 grand a month. They're not paying 1,800 to 2 grand a month. What mortgage holders are paying? Do you realise how difficult it is to come up with 2 grand a month?
These are lucky, Jeremy.
Hang on, Mark.
How is somebody lucky to have a job? Because as Jeremy said, we are in a situation in this country, thank God, that we have full employment. There are companies left, right and centre begging for staff. So there is no excuse for not working in 2024 Ireland.
So like, Adrian, you're saying to me, right, that, like, Why is, like, there so many people renting? Why is there so many people homeless then, if that's the case? Why is there people dying on the street?
What has this got to do with Janice and her leaky window? What has this got to do with Janice? Janice is very lucky that she has
That's exactly the point, Jeremy. It's like, not everyone is in that situation as yourself. You're like a middle class.
I'm actually not middle class.
I pay me taxes and these peasants.
Okay, let me go back to the point, Mark, about Janice. And as Jeremy said, her broken doors and her leaky windows that she has given out yards that the council won't come out to fix. People are annoyed at what they call this sense of entitlement. What do you say to that?
But no, they're right. They're right because they're paying their rent. Like, you know, they're paying enough rent.
Okay, paying that rent entitles them to get the council out to fix the things that are wrong in the house. Is that what you're saying?
It's not their house. It's not their house.
Okay, do me a favor. Stay there for a second, Mark.
It's not their house. If it was their house, right? Like Jeremy and
Mark,
I have to say, your begrudgery of Jeremy actually working hard is starting to piss me off, let alone him.
Don't be pissed off my account.
It's not begrudgery. Listen. It's not.
You keep saying cushy. What's cushy about having to come up? What's cushy about? Oh my God.
Him and his wife, right, and his kids have a nice house.
You actually don't. It's quite small, actually.
I don't be, I don't, I don't begrudge them of their house.
You certainly do.
And their nice house, right?
Why does he keep saying nice house?
The two of them are working. The two of them are working, right, yep, with nice jobs. So they can afford to pay their mortgage. And if anything goes wrong with their house, they can afford to pay that, right?
Mark, are you listening to a parallel universe show here? Because I just said that the grand we've had to pay this week or last week for the water pump, yeah, is left us fucked for the month. I don't know what part of that you didn't hear. You must think we're flying off to Dubai on holidays next week. We had to pay a grand for a water pump, and you think we're cushy. A mortgage.
No.
People with a mortgage have to come up.
Jeremy, right? Yep. Jeremy, honest to God, fair enough, you have to pay a grand, which is a lot of money, right, for the water pump, right? But what about people that are actually renting, and that happens in their rented accommodation?
But they don't...
Right?
I'll answer that question, Mark. Those people... only have to come up with about 70 quid a month for the roof over their head. Mortgage holders...
Yeah, because they're not in the same situation as yourself.
Well, sorry. In your cushy situation, Jeremy.
Hang on, Mark. I'll let you in on another little truth. Mark, to cover the cost of the water pump that I keep going on about, yeah, I'm taking on extra shifts this month. So I'm going to be working more this month and I'll see the kids less to pay for that. So that's how cushy my fucking life is, that I'm going to have to take on extra shifts.
I'm saying, right, fair enough, in cushy... Stop saying fucking cushy!
I'm cushy.
I'm not going to backtrack on that.
I'm cushy.
You and your wife, right?
Very cushy.
You're in a situation where you can afford to pay a mortgage, right? Now, I know you have your struggles with water pumps or whatever and this, right?
Oh,
you always have full-time jobs. Yeah. But I'm talking about people that actually don't. There's no excuse for not having a full-time job now.
There is no excuse for not having a full-time job, Mark.
No, there is an excuse. Jeremy, what are you talking
there's
about?
There's no excuse.
Unless you've lost both your legs and both your arms
in an accident and you're literally just a torso. You're literally just hopping around as a torso. There is no excuse for you not having a full-time job now. No excuse.
Mark, stay there for one second. I want to bring in some more calls on this.
My head's about to explode, by the way.
I can see that.
Mark, I do like you as a caller, and I think I'm being quite reasonable with Mark and quite respectful. I like you.
I'm one of the only people that actually like you, probably.
Okay, now you're getting personal.
Hang on. Let me bring in Jay. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Afternoon, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Jay. What did you want to say on this?
He's back in about buying himself a house. Jeremy, you shouldn't have bought it if you couldn't afford it.
Oh, is this another dig at Jeremy thing?
No, I'm just saying, Jeremy, you come on here every chance you get, looking down at people in council houses.
I know.
Saying we're all freeloaders. Most of us are freeloaders. I have a council house. I made the right decision to wait to get that house. We waited 9 years for that. Okay, because I didn't want to end up like you. I didn't want to end up like people like you.
So what do you mean like me? I'm cushy.
Jeremy, you made a decision. You and your partner made a decision to buy that house, yeah?
Yeah.
You want forced entry, you want dragging off the street. Why are you by the bank manager?
Because we did.
Take down a forced assignment.
Why are you? This is not about me. By the way, I didn't want to bring up kids in a rented property. I didn't want to bring up kids in a rented property.
Okay.
I wanted a bit of stability.
I was happy enough with that.
Okay,
happy enough living in a nice house. And guess what? I don't worry now if I lose my job. I don't worry now if interest rates go through the fucking roof. Okay? See, when I get to retirement age, I'll have enough in the bank to live happy, and I'll have a house that I can afford, and then I can downgrade the big house, give it back to the council where it should go, and then please God, me and the rank can be downgraded into a smaller
place. What has this got to do with Janice and her drafty windows?
Janice is going to have to fix her own drafty
windows.
Come here. Where did you hear that the council come out and cut your grass?
He was being sarcastic.
Oh, that's all right, because I was going to ask you to give me the fucking number. I'm sick of doing the back end.
Janice should be lying in bed at night counting her lucky stars that she has a roof over her head for 70 quid a week. That's the only point I'm making. Is that a ridiculous thing to say?
No, so Janice should be happy with what she's got. I was delighted that I got offered that. We jumped on the first place we were offered because I knew I couldn't afford to a mortgage at my age. Like, you know, I'm going back 10 years ago, I was about 38 when I was starting out again. I'd already lost me first. So I knew I wasn't doing that again to myself. I seen the struggles. You know that way? I made a decision that we're doing all right. But I look after my house. I can tell you, we've painted it twice already. We're only in it 3 years. we've already done the back garden. You know, that way we fixed, I've already fixed locks. Like, you know, you don't play more, you don't play your second half and swings from light shade to the handle of the door. I fixed all them. But there is people out there that go into them houses and just sit there and just expect everybody
okay, but,
to do
but, but Janice is one of those people. That's the thing.
Okay,
but this is what annoyed Jeremy and annoyed a number of other callers because they see it as this sense of entitlement.
But hang on, Sparky Mark on the other line. Sparky Mark on the other line.
Let me come in.
Here we go. Yep.
I just want to say, right, with the comment that Jeremy just made there about 2 minutes ago and says, like, I didn't want to raise my children in a rented property.
Yep.
That just speaks. Jeremy looks down on everybody.
No, that's... You can't just make up things that I said.
Self-entitled down his nose at people, right, that raises their kids that are renting.
That's not what I'm saying at all. Oh my God.
Okay, we're getting to...
What did you mean by that?
Okay,
what did you mean by you didn't want to rear your kids in a council? No, okay. I'd like to ask him, what did he mean by
that? That's not what he said. He rented accommodation.
Me as a parent, didn't want to raise my... I wanted a bit of stability. Now, I know if you don't keep up your mortgage or payments, you get the house handed over.
Yeah.
But we wanted a bit of stability. We wanted to wait...
Jeremy, stability.
Fucking hell. Jesus, this is...
In a council house. Sorry, Jeremy. Have I not got to build in a council house? As long as I pay my rent, I'll never be thrown out of that house, yeah? You'll only be kept in that house as long as you can pay your mortgage.
Yeah, I just said that.
You'll be booked, yeah. But see, if I lose my job, my rent will go down to what I can afford on the welfare. And that's why I didn't take the chance, because I wasn't sure what way the economy was going to go. I was already definitely through two recessions. I seen my father nearly lose our family home through a recession. I seen my brother do the same. I seen my sister struggle. I just I didn't want that stress on me. I don't survive in a house only half paid for. So I mean, you have got stability in a council property as long as you maintain it, stick to the rules, and pay your rent. It's a bit like mortgage.
No, I'm not.
You know, as long as you pay your mortgage.
By the way,
you
know,
right, you'll own the house, Jeremy. Yeah, you will own the house.
Sorry,
the
I wasn't talking
all
about.
All you're going to do is give that to an orphan home for your for your retirement.
By the way,
what the government.
This is very, hang on, Jay. Hang on for a sec. This wasn't because I wanted. This is very important. Well, I did not specify. I didn't want to raise my children in a council house. That's not what I said. What I said was a rental accommodation, whether that be the private rental market, because I have had so many friends who've been renting houses in the private market. I've started a family. They have two kids. Then the landlord. Landlords are pricks, aren't they?
Yep, absolutely.
The landlord comes on and says, "Oh, I want to sell this house and move to Madagascar. So get the fuck out of the house." So
but
that's right.
With a council house, though, I don't have that. I have that security, that one side. And plus, there's a good chance in 10 years' time, by the law that's changing, that there's a vote on it this month, I think, or next month, I'll be able to buy that house. Once I've lived in that house for 5 years, I'll be able to buy that off the council. The council will have to give me a mortgage on it. So, I mean, it could work out well for me. But I just took that path, if you know what I mean, to house my kids. I thought that was the best one. I just ended up in Windsor like you know here.
Good luck, Jay. Thanks very much indeed. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, more calls in a sec.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Chloe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Chloe?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Chloe.
All good. I never used to get involved in these debates or anything, but I've basically been renting for the past 10 years, and what that woman has on the call is a forever home. She has to pay little or nothing a week in rent, and I had issues in my rental property, and my landlord wasn't getting back to me. It was the same issue as the woman on the call. I went down to Woody's, I got 30 or 40 euro it was, and resealed all my windows, and the problem was resolved. Now, I'm on...
Let me ask you, Chloe, had you asked your landlord to fix the problems that you were having?
Oh yeah, so I had asked, I had asked my landlord numerous times to fix it. It wasn't fixed, so I took matters into my own hands. I still paid my rent that month. My rent is nearly 700 a month. That's with HAP, and with working full time, I still have to pay that rent. But long story short, it's like if you're getting given a home that you can have for the rest of your life, it's stability, it's security. I'm a single mother with two children myself. But if I was given a property like that, the last thing I'd be doing over a minuscule problem like that is to stop paying the rent and everything else, because just putting your children's home and everything else in jeopardy with that. You know, okay. You should be thankful to have that.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is she believes, and a lot of others believe, that it is the council's responsibility to fix things wrong with the property because it's theirs.
So I think it is the council's responsibility to a certain extent. Like, if something massively goes wrong and it's going to cost you thousands of euro, sure to God, you're a single mother, you don't have the money, it's a council property, they should do it. But little nicky-nacky jobs around the house. Like, I moved into my new property 4 months ago. My rent is sky high. I'm barely affording it. The landlord promised me A, B and C. It wasn't done. So I just took matters into my own hands and did it myself, because in the times of today, you're lucky to have a home. You know, especially a home that you're paying little or nothing rent, and it's a home that you can have for life, you know?
So basically, you're saying... You're basically saying she has a cheek to be complaining about the council not fixing the drafty windows and all that.
100%. I work full time and I don't even have the novelty to save for a mortgage because I don't have that much money at the end of the month. And even with my rent is still so high even with rent. And so I just feel like if your rent is 45 euro a week, you have a property that you have for the rest of your days, and something minuscule goes wrong, you should just sort it out yourself and be happy enough with what
okay,
you have.
Okay, so you see two of the doors in the house aren't closing properly and two of the back windows have wind coming in. You're saying...
And you know what? You could head down to Woody's. You can buy seals. I actually only got them the other week. I think it was $12.99 a pack. You'll do one window with one pack, probably say 40 quid, get the windows done, new pack of hinges, sort your doors out, and that's it. Instead of not paying your rent and then the council will, you know, you get in trouble with the council and whatever, and face nearly probably losing your property, your children's home, for the sake of 50 or 60 quid, you know. And then I feel like the people are on a tangent with you in regards to mortgages and whatever else. I don't think that they realise that, like, people work their whole entire life and their mortgages are about 4 or 5 times the price that you pay rent in. I don't know where they're going with what they've been saying. The previous callers, I don't think they realise the days we're living in today. You don't get anything for nothing.
Well, obviously, Janice believes that you do. That's the problem, and that's where
and it drives me insane because I'm renting 10 years. I work full time. I barely afford my rent as a single mother with two kids. And all the council properties around me, every single person in them, well, the majority, they're not even out working and they're still complaining, you know? And it's like, you're so lucky to get handed a house. Like, you should, anything else that comes with that, you should just take it on because you're lucky to have the home, you know? It's just crazy. Don't agree with it.
Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Let me go to Jude. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jude?
Not too bad at all.
Well, Jude, Janice believes it is the council's responsibility to come around and fix her broken doors and her leaky windows.
I'm with Jeremy on this one because she's in that council residence due to the subsidisation by taxpayers for her living there.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not even paying a huge amount of rent. She's only paying a small amount of rent. It's not even enough rent because you could not rent anywhere for what she's paying.
That's the whole idea of state property, of council houses.
But it's subsidised by taxpayers, even taxpayers who have mortgages.
No, I'm aware of that, but it's to enable people who are on lower incomes to be housed.
So if they're paying such low rent, and it is low rent, the jobs that she's asking to be done could not be that big. Like, is the place structurally damaged? Is there pyrite in the walls? Is the roof?
No. There's a leak in the window, and there's the doors don't close properly.
That's easily fixed. It is. But the thing is, she's there because of taxpayer subsidised payments to the Exchequer. Small things like that can be done, and also, someone was there saying about Jeremy Oates because he said he didn't want to raise his kids in a rented residence. It's his prerogative and choice to do that. It's no one's business. He chose to do that for his own reasons. So wherever Jeremy lives, it doesn't, it's Sloan's business because he's paid for it. And he's, I'm sure Jeremy's residence, where he lives, is not being subsidised by the taxpayer.
No, I've never got tax subsidies from anybody. But it's the begrudgery. Like the, people say, I'm begrudging. People begrudge the working man in this country. If you work hard and you do all right with yourself, it's the same. You know, I remember it as well when we were growing up as kids, when there was... if there was a family on Air Road that brought their kids to Portugal for summer, all the neighbours going, ah, they won the lotto. They must have won the lotto. I was like, no, they worked hard. Stop begrudging people because they get up at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning and work their arse off for a better life. And don't say that. And don't say that they have a cushy life, because there's nothing cushy about setting your alarm for 5 o'clock every morning, let me tell you.
Life doesn't owe anyone a living. Life owes no one a living.
Oh no, according to half the people that ring this show, it owes them everything.
Stay there for a second, Jude. Let me go to Dan. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dan?
How's it going, lads? How are you?
Good, thanks, Dan. What did you want to say on this?
Just wondering, like, I don't know, I don't understand why everyone's begrudging. Like, we have neighbours where we live and the council come and cut their grass. They don't pay for bins. The council comes, empties their bins. Like, the list goes on, but like, we don't begrudge. You know, you just have to get on with it.
Okay, the argument, though, that we heard from Janice, who contacted us in the first place, is that it's not her home, and in other words, she doesn't own the building, the council does, and the council, she believes, have a responsibility to look after the property.
Yeah, but what is it, a bit of draft that she can't fix herself?
Well, apparently, she said it is down to the council. She can't afford it. It is up to the council to pay for the repairs and do the repairs on the house.
Like, so she should be able to pay for her own house. Like, you know, that's the way it is. Well,
she's a lone parent with two children who only works part time.
She said she
can't afford it.
Mm, I don't know.
You obviously believe that this is a sense of entitlement as well, do you?
I think it is, yeah, to be honest.
So as with previous callers, you're more or less saying, go do it yourself and don't be expecting the council to pay.
100%, yeah.
All right, Phil.
How come when they all say it, by the way, all the callers? Loads of callers have said it. How come people don't get angry with them?
That's a good question.
When Cushy Jeremy opens his mouth...
Jesus, when Jeremy says that and he gets torn apart.
I'm treated like Hitler on this show sometimes.
Like Hitler?
No matter whether you're right or wrong, you're wrong. Yeah,
yeah. Well, what's the Hitler analogy?
I'm as hated as Hitler.
Oh, as hated as Hitler.
Hated
yeah.
As Hitler.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's probably...
That's
yeah, that's factually correct. Yeah.
Go on.
Stephen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Stephen?
I'm not too bad, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Stephen. What did you want to say on this?
Well, a few things. I mean, the first thing I want to say is that we actually don't know this girl's circumstances, first of all, in terms of who is actually at fault for the problems that she's having with the doors or mm-hmm. with the windows. Now, I will say, firstly, I completely agree. If it's the case that our kids are swinging or hanging out of them or anything got to do with her fault of the property becoming damaged, then yes, she should have to pay for it. But you know, like, even I myself, I'm living in a council property at the moment, and I'm actually having a similar problem with my windows, where it's not just a simple draft, like there's actually mold and everything coming in them. And you know yourself, when you have to get anything done, Jeremy just said it there about his heat pump, it cost him €1,000. I've got two windows like that in my bedroom and my sitting room, and I'd say to fix them, it cost me a couple of grand at least, you know. At the end of the day...
And what, you can't afford that?
No, that's what I'm saying to you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the whole thing about being in a council property is that it's means tested on your income. You know, the government decide what it is you pay in your rent. They look at your income, they say, right, this is the amount that you're going to have to pay. You know, it's not people's fault that they're paying, like, less rent than what people are paying in the private sector. You know what I mean? That's the government's fault for letting prices get that high. You know what I mean? It's not fair.
Okay, but what you're saying is that there is a slightly more serious issue with where you're living, and you can't afford to fix it yourself.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So there you are, Jeremy. Some people just can't afford to pay for repairs.
Yeah, I'm terrified to even open my mouth. Stephen, everything you said, I agree with. There you go. It's for an easy life. Everything you said, I agree.
No, it's not about just having an easy life, Jeremy. Like, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, it's the same as having even if you were living in a private tenancy agreement. You know what I mean? Like, the landlord is contracted for the fixtures of the building. Why should you have to go and pay for that? Like at the end, you mentioned the fact that you have a mortgage there. You know, I would love to be in a position. In fact, I would look at it as a privilege to be able to afford to buy my own house and have a mortgage. And
well, the truth be told, the majority of people who do have a mortgage at the moment are probably paying less than renters. Rent, and I don't mean council renters. I mean private renters are paying more.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
There's two friends of mine that got married 2 years ago. Yeah, and they're renting, and they went for a mortgage. Yeah, and they were told that their combined salary wouldn't give them enough for a mortgage.
Exactly.
Now, the mortgage that would have been on the house that they were looking at in Swords, the mortgage repayments would have been £1,500. The rent that they are paying at the moment
is
2,100. Mm. So how does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. But the fact of the matter is that you're in a council house and you believe that the council have a responsibility to fix what's broken.
Yeah, they have a responsibility where the tenant hasn't damaged the property themselves and where it's going to cause something significant. I mean, at the end of the day, the whole fundamentals of living in a council's property is that you've been deemed that your income means that you can't go to afford to buy your own house and to, you know, pay out big money to make repairs to kind of major fixtures like drafty windows. You know what I mean?
Good to talk to you, Stephen. Thanks very much indeed. And thank you, all of you, for your calls. Interesting conversation, that one. And Jeremy got roasted.
Yep, Hitler.
nothing new there.
Hitler. Honestly, if you had Hitler on the line now, yeah?
Yeah.
On line two. Howie Adolf.
Yeah, Howie Adolf.
Yeah, you were a bit of a bastard back in the 1940s. People wouldn't get as annoyed with him.
No, maybe not. Maybe not. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode of Opinions Matter, which we do most weekdays. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. I want to just bring in an old friend of Opinions Matter, a lady called Catherine Woods, who's involved with Husky Rescue Ireland, who has a plea that she wants to share with us. Catherine, good afternoon and welcome to Opinions Matter.
Thanks a million for having me on. How are you?
Good, thanks, Catherine.
Good.
Now, you've been in touch with us to highlight something. Tell us what you want to highlight.
Oh, goodness. The country's in a crisis at the moment with dump dogs. Every rescue, every pound in the country. There's dogs on death row in Monaghan Pound at the moment. 8 dogs are going to be put to sleep tomorrow. But I'm basically on for all animals, all dogs, but I'm on for Husky Rescue Ireland. Andy put out an appeal. As your listeners all know, it's run by one man, Andy Cullen, who were all volunteers and a small group of volunteers. He's homed more dogs, in my opinion, than a lot of their other rescues put together. But look, it's not about that. It's about we're in crisis at the moment.
How has this happened? How is it that become available?
I don't know. I think it's the rollover from the lockdown when people just went out and bought a puppy with no knowledge of the breed, not knowing what a puppy does. And then they, you know, go back to work. A lot of people are only back full time in the last few months. But it's every excuse under the sun. It's we're having a baby. This 10-year-old child is suddenly allergic. We're moving house. Like, we've heard it all. I honestly would die for my dogs. I'd live in a mobile home if I had to. But the point is, we have nowhere to put these dogs. The man is in a crisis. He's a breaking point. He's not eating and sleeping at the moment. We have nowhere to put them. We are begging people to foster. I am begging people, stop buying dogs from a scabby breeder because they're only in it for the money. You go to any rescue and pound in the country, there's dogs on death row in the pounds. Rescues obviously don't kill dogs. We lost a dog. Andy lost a dog last week. He put up an emotional plea. You can see the video on Husky Rescue Ireland's Facebook page. These people had a 3-year-old beautiful male German Shepherd. They decided they didn't want him anymore for whatever, you know, reason. We've heard it all. And he said, literally, guys, I've nowhere to put the dog. I'm appealing for fosters at the moment. All my fosters are full. All my people are full. Give me 3 or 4 more days. Do you know what they did? They went and brought the dog to the vet. Now, vets need to stop killing dogs as well. We need to change our abysmal animal welfare laws. They brought the dog to the vet, got the dog murdered. and then they emailed Andy to tell him. Like, can you imagine what that man is going through at the moment? Like, our hearts are the long-term volunteers like myself. I'm a long-term volunteer. I'm 9 years with him, trying to do anything I can do. And he cannot sleep or eat at the moment. Since then, I've seen 5 more dogs on the page, urgently, not even in the rescue. People wanting to home their dogs. I know there's a housing crisis, but please, before you dump your dog, and it is dumping, no matter what word you put on it, if you abandon your dog, you are dumping that animal that you signed up to look after them for 15 years. They can live 15 or 16 years. Examine all your options. You know, people say, oh, I'm back at work. Get a dog walker, get a trainer, pay someone, you know, doggy daycare. There's almost a solution to every problem. Everyone has family and friends who'll help them. The last resort should be dumping your dog at a rescue. We just can't cope at the moment. I mean, my heart's broken. I'm after looking at the Monaghan Pound Facebook today. There's 8 dogs going to be murdered tomorrow. They literally, we have nowhere to put dogs.
Okay, so you basically need foster families, emergency.
We need fosterers. We need adopters. The man needs help.
Okay.
Anything
so
people can do.
What does fostering a dog entail? What would I be expected to do? Am I taking the dog permanently?
No, fostering, you fill in a form online on the webpage and you fill in it in correctly because we're all volunteers. One of the volunteers in the homing group will go through your application. You'll be home checked because he will not give a dog to anyone. There's a crisis at the moment with Akitas. I think he has 40 Akitas and we just can't home them at the moment. I have 4, as you know. They're sitting here at my feet with my cats. Train them in. They're great dogs. So fostering, you will have support from the rescue. You will be, you know, looked after. We will do the vet run for you. If your dog has to go to the vet, there'll be full support from Husky Rescue Ireland through one of his volunteers. You know, supposing you've no car and you take a dog and you live in the country, someone will bring your dog to the vet. We'll bring your dog for medication. We support you. The volunteers, his group of volunteers support you fully. Then you will have a view to adopt. If you want to, you know, you say you fall in love with that dog and you adopt that dog, that's fine. Then you go through the next process with the admin team. But at the moment, to foster a dog will save 2 dogs' lives, because I know there's a German Shepherd in Monaghan Pound. Andy has taken in, I've seen every dog pass through there, but he's the only rescue taking Akitas at the moment that we know of.
Okay, so a lot of people messaging us, a lot of people are messaging us about this. How does somebody foster? Where do they go for information?
You go onto the Husky Rescue Ireland webpage and you fill in the foster form in full detail. We need pictures of your garden. If it's a husky, you have to have a 6 to 8 foot enclosed garden. If it's an Akita, it's a 6 foot garden. Hopefully you're not out at work like for 10 hours a day. If you are, you can show us evidence that you're going to get a dog walker, doggy daycare, whatever, or you have some neighbour popping in. Ideally somebody who works home for part of the day. But at the moment, as I said, the country is in an absolute crisis. I am heartbroken looking at all the posts on Facebook.
Once again, if anybody is in a position to help foster
Husky
a dog,
Rescue Ireland. Husky Rescue Ireland
on Facebook webpage. Or the webpage, yeah.
Yeah, fill in a foster form and then fill in the form. I'll answer all the questions. That saves our time. We're all volunteers. One of the volunteers on the admin team, the homing team, then will home check you. And then if you have dogs of your own, you do a meet and greet. We make sure your dogs get on with the dog we're giving you to foster. And then you take it from there. But the country's in a crisis. People, please stop buying dogs. Please, I beg you.
All right. Catherine Woods from Husky Rescue Ireland, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on Opinions Matter. And as we said, if you can help in any way, that's just we just did that interview as a favour to Catherine, because she's been a long-term supporter of myself and Jeremy on Opinions Matter here. And if you can help in any way, please go on to their Facebook page, Husky Rescue Ireland, or their website if you can.